This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North. From roads and bridges to aging buildings and buses, the Milwaukee area is facing a lot of infrastructure needs. When taken in its totality, the dollar amount required for those needs is enormous and far beyond the area's financial capabilities. Researchers at the Wisconsin Policy Forum have been looking into these issues for the past 3 years. The forum's latest report, called Picking Up the Pieces, is the culmination of that research, with some possible solutions offered moving forward. Rob Henkin is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and he's one of the authors of the report. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about their findings and how they came to their conclusions.
So this is actually the fifth in a series of reports that the forum initiated back in 2016 to really explore in painstaking detail the condition of the most important infrastructure assets owned by the City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, and the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, sort of assess where we were in terms of the condition of those assets, in terms of the dollars that would need to be spent in the near-term future to make sure that our key infrastructure is in the state that we would all want it to be, and then to match that up with, well, what do the revenue structures of these three governments actually allow them to afford to take care of their assets to the extent that they should be taken care of? We did it for local streets and county trunk highways and bridges and county buses. We then had a second report that looked at water and wastewater treatment facilities and sewer pipes and water infrastructure owned by the Milwaukee Water Works, the MMSD, and also the City of Milwaukee. We followed that up with city and county buildings, and then did a fourth report on Milwaukee County parks and cultural and recreation assets. This final installment sort of sums all of that up, updates it where necessary, but then explores really the big elephant in the room, which is, okay, now what do we do about it?
Yeah. And I mean, there are so many needs. When you really get into the report, all of it takes so much money to just maintain, it seems. It doesn't seem like we're talking about really improving these things per se, but rather maintaining them. When we're looking at specifically the Milwaukee County bus system, what are the needs there?
So the county has a large fleet of buses. There's a little more than 400 buses that the county operates. To the extent that you would want to shrink that fleet, there would have to be a consequence in terms of either wait times between buses or in terms of reducing routes. So maintaining that fleet of 400 buses, the average lifespan of a bus is 10 to 12 years. So in an ideal world, Milwaukee County would be on a regular replacement cycle where roughly 30 of its buses it would replace every year. Well, think about that. A bus is roughly $500,000. So that's a $15 million cost right there. Right now, the county is able to use about $2 or $3 million a year of federal money, but that leaves a local responsibility, if you were to be on that ideal bus replacement schedule, of about $13 million a year. So how do we put that into context? Well, the county has its own self-imposed policy goal, which says that it should not be borrowing more than $42 to $45 million per year. That can go up about 3% per year. So just replacing these buses could chew up almost a third of the county's financial capacity in terms of its ability to borrow.
And we're looking at really large financial needs, not just from the buses, but also what the buses go on, roads. What are the needs of the roads? This has been a hot button issue for a while now.
Yes. And so we were really eager to explore it because I think many citizens are aware that there are big issues at the federal level where Congress and the executive branch have been unable to agree on a federal transportation infrastructure initiative. And so that really impacts federal highways. We know this has been a very contentious issue at the state level in terms of the state transportation fund and our ability to take care of state highways and state infrastructure needs and to match federal dollars even for those federal highways. There's less knowledge about the condition of local city streets and county trunk highways and the bridges within those pieces of infrastructure. So we dove in. And again, people are certainly aware that there's a pothole issue, and that's, you know, common to cold weather climates like ours. But it just takes a lot of resources. This is aging infrastructure that deserves a lot of attention. Under the existing administration, there's been a lot of progress made. If we had looked 10 years ago, we would have found that the replacement cycle for city streets was over 100 100 years. It should be ideally about half of that. So it's gone down to 60 to 65 years as the average replacement for a city street. But there's sort of this escalation of needs, and the city's ability to maintain that commitment runs headfirst into big projects like the City Hall renovation and some of its other capital needs. So the question is, similar to buses, can you stay on that regular replacement cycle so that you don't run into trouble? And the problem is that in trying to do that, it either crowds out other needed projects, or it also runs headfirst into an issue that we've discussed in the show before, which is that the revenue structure that has been established for our local governments here in the state of Wisconsin is a very challenging one. There aren't a lot of options for cities and counties and villages to see the type of annual revenue growth that they would need to be able to do things like be on regular replacement cycles for things that are as boring as infrastructure.
Well, and you mentioned City Hall, and part of what your report looks at is the building needs. We're facing some real needs here, and something that your report stresses is, you know, we talk about what has to happen, how much it's going to potentially cost, but we don't talk about the consequences of not fixing things. So when we're looking at all of these things, and in this case, maybe buildings, what are the consequences of not fixing them?
It's a great question. I think the perfect example is Milwaukee County's safety building. I think the county has known for the better part of the last 10 or 15 years that this was a dilapidated building that was no longer serving its functional purpose. We have district attorneys, very important role they play in a community, who are working in offices that were once jail cells that have been converted. We have the way the safety building works, there's a need to transport prisoners through public spaces to get to courtrooms, which isn't an ideal thing to do. And so we talk about functionality. This building isn't serving its appropriate functionality, but at the same time, the building's falling apart. And here's the catch-22 we often see, because the county acknowledges that the building is falling apart, but with all of its capital needs, it doesn't want to pour resources into a building that's falling apart that it knows it needs to replace when there are other resources required for buildings that it isn't going to replace, that it wants to keep in good working condition. So the county has known for many, many years it's going to have to replace the safety building. That has caused it, in turn, to perhaps not put the types of regular dollars in that it should have. And the result now is a situation where, you know, it's time. And really, by 2022 or 2023 at the latest, a building replacement should be initiated. And that's a cost of $300 million on its own. There's no possible way that the county could accommodate a project that large within its regular capital program.
And it seems like the risk ultimately here is that we have a building that is not only not functional at this point, but at a certain point becomes a safety risk.
Yeah. So we're trying to walk a fine line here. The message of this report is not that citizens should be concerned about walking into any of these buildings or driving on city or county bridges for fear of disaster. Clearly, we have not reached that point, though there have been some very notable examples of pieces of concrete falling at the courthouse complex. We are all familiar with the situation at the domes. But essentially, we're not to the point where we're talking about public safety risks. And even if we were, in that case, roads would be closed or buildings would be closed. What we are talking about, however, is lack of functionality. It's employees who perhaps aren't maximizing their potential to get their job done because the conditions in which they're working just aren't ripe for that. We are talking about in county parks, cracks in tennis courts and basketball courts. Nobody wants to play on a tennis court that has a lot of cracks in it. So certainly problems to that level, and just a really, really long list of things that ought to get done that has grown over time, particularly at Milwaukee County, so that we now have a situation where you look at it in its totality and you say, wow, how are we going to possibly manage this?
And how is it going to be functional? As you mentioned, of course, the parks have a lot of needs. We've really been putting a Band-Aid over it. And it seems like we've been doing this with a number of the things that we're talking about. We've had kind of short-term fixes. But what are the ways of solving these problems?
You know, I think this community has to decide which of these assets are most fundamental to our economy and our quality of life, and which should be the highest priority. And are there perhaps some instances where certain assets, particularly in the parks, recreation, and culture realm, just public sector ownership and maintenance and repair and replacement just isn't going to be affordable anymore. But end of the day, that's one of the most troublesome aspects of this, is that most of these needs are associated with infrastructure that is vital to our economy and quality of life. Again, whether that's buses or roads or bridges or water pipes or wastewater treatment facilities. And so a huge percentage of this work does have to get done. And so that's where we really need to think about, again, this question of how do we want to finance local government needs and priorities? And should we take an approach where we try to tackle a big chunk of this backlog at once and adopt some type of new temporary funding source that would be in place for 7 to 8 to 10 years that would allow us to do one major bond issue to take care of, say, $200 million worth of projects in the next 3 or 4 years? Do we want to do that? Or do we want to try to have a steadier stream of new revenue come forward that potentially would allow us to not borrow, but to cash finance and take care of an extra $20 or $30 million of projects each year? So I think that's a key strategic decision. But either way, both would take some new revenue. And right now, that would take not only agreement by the local bodies to want to enact these new revenue sources, but actually permission by state government. Because right now, higher property taxes is an option, but outside of the property tax and the vehicle registration fee, there's no local sales tax option that is still available here at the county or the city level. And other options that we looked at, like room taxes or local gas taxes, those simply aren't allowed under state law.
You also talk about consolidation. What would consolidation look like for Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee?
Well, it's an issue that we think really has to be very thoroughly explored, and it's one where we really need to take a big picture look. We have done analyses in the area of fire and emergency medical services, in the area of public safety dispatch. And here in Milwaukee County, we have a dozen different public safety dispatch centers. Most counties only have one, and it's county run. Now, admittedly, we are a larger county, and so whether we should be at one or two or three, I think, is a very justifiable question to debate. But I think most knowledgeable people in this field would tell you that a county our size does not need 12. There's a lot of equipment associated with public safety dispatch. So that's an example where perhaps if we had fewer, if groups of municipalities got together and did one dispatch center, as the North Shore communities have done in Milwaukee County, that's a way to chip away at this issue. In terms of fire and rescue, the same thing. We have multiple municipal fire departments. Some do need to stand alone, but I don't think there's any question that there are some smaller fire departments that if the powers that be agreed that they were comfortable with giving up some local control to form a consolidated department, there could be some very sizable apparatus savings in terms of the need to replace ladder trucks and fire engines and ambulances and so forth. So those are just a couple of examples, but these are the types of things that we do need to start looking at.
Well, and that seems to speak to the idea of removing assets more generally. But with all of these, with looking at new funding sources, with looking at consolidation, removing assets, it seems like there's been a lot of political pushback. How has this issue playing out in our political sphere?
Well, I think your question really speaks to one of the major reasons that we decided to embark on this series of reports and spend so much time on it. You know, when you see governments that are facing fierce fiscal challenges or that are in fiscal distress, unfortunately, one of the easiest things to do, and this I'm not saying this is a criticism, it's just a reality. One of the easiest things to do is push back some of your infrastructure costs. Hey, we can only afford to do so much this year. We know that this building has a roof that needs to be replaced, but we think we can squeeze another year or two out of it, so we're going to push it back. And so that's inevitably what happens. And what we were starting to observe was that this was happening on a pretty large scale, so that a very serious backlog was growing, particularly at Milwaukee County. City Milwaukee has sort of ebbed and flowed. I think the warning signal that we're sending here in this report is that we're seeing an emerging backlog also at the city. And we think it's imperative that something be done about that before the city does reach the state that the county is in, where that backlog has grown so large that it's really difficult to see how we're going to dig our way out.
Yeah. Well, Rob Henkin, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Well, thank you.
Rob Henkin is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. Henkin is one of the authors on the forum's new report called Picking Up the Pieces, What Will It Take to Address Local Government Infrastructure Challenges in Metro Milwaukee? You can find a link to the report at wuwm.com.